Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show, everybody, and we're excited to have you on, and I can't believe it's the summer already. We were just kind of commenting before the show started today that it felt like 6 months since the last show, but this show's on every single month, and to find out more about the show, check out our website, which has the links I'm going to give out for Brigitte and Mike in a minute. In case you don't catch it, you can get it off of our radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're going to be taking callers and doing coaching and channeled messages and everything from probably Saint Germain or one of the beings of light. So we'll give out the number again later, but I'll give it out now so you have it. It's 646-716-9663. And that is in your radio console in case you missed it. Channeling this evening, as always, is our friend Brigitte, and you can check out her website and the different things that she offers at www.lightbridge101.com. The music you heard in the beginning was from our friend Mike, and he's going to be improvising this evening by playing his music over the speakerphone because Blog Talk Radio is having all kinds of technical difficulties today. So he actually had to set up all his equipment because he does the live music for us during each of these shows. We're so happy he's able to provide that healing vibration of love and guidance. And he's going to be sharing that with us this evening. And all of his music and his different programs and everything is available on his website for download at www.mikeschneidercc.com. That's MikeschneiderCC.com. And if you missed either of those links, you can get them off of the Spiritual Connections Radio website. And with that, Brigitte, hello.
Well, hello, and thank you, Mark. That was an awesome introduction, as usual. And I think Christy is with us too, right, Christy?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. We're the four of us again, which I think is always so beautiful. And yes, I can only agree. Oh, my God, it's hard to believe that 4 weeks, just 4 weeks have gone by. I think everybody can agree that in the last 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever it was, there has been so much transformation going on. I think St. Germain had a field day with everything that has happened in the last few weeks. And it's all in preparation to this summer solstice, to that very powerful day that's coming up on Monday, the 21st. I think it's the 21st or the 20th. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Whatever day Monday is. Anyway, so, and we have a full moon on that day, too. So you can imagine that's going to be really intense of bringing in light, bringing in illumination, especially on a full moon where we are going to really experience the height of our emotional self, but really the height of our feelings and of our feminine side, of our creative side. Opening ourselves up further to be that holy grail, that vessel that can then hold these new frequencies of light that are coming in on such a profound day as any solstice day is. And then, of course, for that, we had to do a lot of shifting and changing and purging again and making room again, which we all experienced on an individuated self, you know, a unique way. Nothing can be really compared. We all have our own little package to carry, but we can certainly say that we delve deep again in our hidden corners to see what's still there. One of the very clear observations I made in the last 4 weeks was, where am I still trying to control my path? Where have I still not fully surrendered to something greater than me, to work with me and through me? Where do I let impatience interfere with the path I'm on, trying to see ahead, trying to push ahead when there is no time for pushing? And there's really, again, the message of the Divine Feminine that really has to be awakened within all of us, male, female alike, has nothing to do with just us women, but that creative side that is willing to just be the form that takes in these higher new frequencies and just holds them for now. We always, when we receive something, we always want to say, okay, now what? What am I going to do with this? Where is this taking me? What divine gift is opening up? But sometimes it's really just a matter of holding the space for something to develop, for something to come into fruition, into manifestation. Especially when one door closes, we get frantic and we're like, now what? When is the next door going to open? But this is a very profound place to be in, that in-between space, which really talks about the times that we've entered, because we've moved into this 5,000th time period where we're going to experience everything around the energy of the ether, the fifth element, love. And often this ether is that part that's in between spaces. So it is that what holds everything together. And so we are learning now, what does that even mean for us? And of course, love is a big part of that. The love to be patient, to love ourselves enough to say, we are going to be provided for. And so in these times right now, it's really about allowing things to evolve. And if you don't, that's when you really start hurting yourself. That's when your body has to give you the message, slow down. Like I, for the last 3-4 weeks, had an inflammation in my left foot. I think it's 3 weeks now. Had an inflammation in my left foot. Came out of nowhere. Just woke up one morning with it and had an inflammation in my left foot. Very much about teaching me to slow down and learning to receive and allowing support in, which I'm not always very comfortable with. And so your body will teach you, whether you like it or not. So watch the language of your body. You know, you feed, you connect you to the earth. Do you still reject your humanness because you so much want to get home? Then there might be something about your feet and your connection to the earth that's saying, pay attention. Pay attention where you're stepping. Pay attention how you're taking the next step. Are you just rushing from one place to the next place, or are you taking your time, smelling the roses, looking around? Enjoy the view that you have right now instead of already thinking about the next step to take, you know. And so often on the spiritual path, there's such a hunger to get to a place where we can once again see better and hear better. The seeing better and hearing better, of course, I mean the intangible world. And yet if we would be ripped open totally to see everything, we would see the light and the darkness, and it can be very overwhelming. You hear stories of, like, Padre Pio, who talked about when he grew up, who was able to see both angels and demons, and he thought everybody else could see it, and they couldn't, and he didn't even know that. So there is something to be said to live in a world like Earth is, to live in this duality where you still experience the light and the darkness, and to be fully open. You got to be prepared for that. You also have to be prepared for these higher frequencies. You know, we all want to be in this vibration of divine agape love all the time if we can. But, you know, often we really haven't taken care enough of our body so that we can hold that kind of frequency. Have we really lived a life where we ate like the freshest and healthiest kind of food? It's kind of impossible in the environment that we live in with all the pollution and everything else. It's kind of really difficult to live that life. And often with the work or the environment that we even live in, that there's a lot of stress. I don't know about you guys, but driving New Jersey alone is stressful enough, you know? And so there's all these outer influences that create stress factors in our body that do not make it so easy to hold the higher frequencies of love and light. And so we have to honor our body and realize that it's a process. Even in the ancient times, it was a process for the neophyte to be prepared for the inner sanctuary of a temple. So again, there's that aspect of patience and being kind to your body and kind to yourself. And so as we are preparing now for the summer solstice, as we are preparing ourselves to bring in even more light into every cell of our body and into our lives, of course, we have to ask ourselves again, well, what is there that is blocking it? What is there to be released? And no matter how far you've walked your path, there's still something. You're human. You're part of the human consciousness. To pretend that you can already walk on water and that there's nothing that you need to transform within yourself isn't really honoring your path. So be at peace with that. Be okay with change and the transformation and the pain that might come up and the sorrow and the grief, because it's not just yours. You're feeling the grief of eons. And if you're feeling the grief as a woman, you're feeling the grief of women that have been suppressed for thousands of years. And so there's these aspects too that we're helping to transform and to heal. So really, my biggest message to all of you today is be good to yourself. And that doesn't mean whether you're a woman or a man. In general, be good to yourself. Be aware of your body. Be aware of how you connect with your surroundings. Are you rushing? Are you trying to force a process to take place that can't right now? And I give you a perfect example, one that really kind of made me so nervous. I never really want to experience it again. But I in the summer I always host retreat weekends, and every year the ascended masters kind of ask me to bring something new through, which puts a little more pressure on me because then I have to study and open myself up to some new material. So when they come through me, there's substance there that they can work with, which I understand, and that's fine. And I also have to create kind of a new manual. And so when the winter months came and I sent out the write-up, I'm like, oh, that sounds great, but, you know, what, you know, am I even ready for this, and where am I going to get the material and all of that? So months after months went by, so much has been going on this year. So it was virtually, and then I went on to a trip to Peru, and that kept me busy. When I came back, it was Memorial Day weekend, and that was the weekend before the first retreat weekend. And I had very little time left. And even Memorial Day weekend, I was so exhausted from coming back from Peru, I just couldn't do anything. I just needed to rest. So virtually Tuesday and Wednesday, 2 days before the retreat, all the information came down, and within a record time, I was able to prepare the whole manual and all the information was there. And then during the weekend, St. Germain just took over and just took charge, and everything worked out fine. What I'm telling you this is, time definitely is changing. And we might feel overwhelmed. Oh my God, I'm not getting this done. How is this ever going to work? That's coming from your human ego self. As you surrender, as you trust, it will all fall into place. And yes, everything is accelerating. So it is really about even further letting go of control, stepping out of the way, letting things happen in its natural process. Because if you don't, you just create so much tension in your own inner self that you're going to be in pain. So I invite you to consider that, especially now that we are bringing in a new frequency at the summer solstice. There will be more shifts occurring from that. It's nothing to be afraid of, but it is about further letting go of control, further flowing this new frequency and letting it carry you exactly where you need to be. It is very much about trust and faith. So with that, I would like to give the word over to Christy too. Christy, you're part of this. Anything, any observations last few weeks that you've had, anything that you want to share with everyone?
I just feel like it's such a blessing to be able to be in this space with you all. And as you're speaking, I'm just constantly nodding my head. Yes, 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 yes. And just today I was thinking, I was teaching a class, and in the class I was talking to my students about just watching our thoughts and noticing, what do I say to myself? And then we always hear the saying, you know, do unto others as you would do unto yourself, right? And I said, Well, if I went by that, I might treat other people really bad. Because if I really look at how do I treat myself, how do I encourage myself, how do I feed myself, how do I do those things? Wow, I really need to put myself as number one. And then what would my life look like? So I just brought that up today, just, and it totally just came through through spirit. It wasn't me. And it's just, I just hear you speak, and I'm just like so grateful. I'm just like, yep, that's exactly the frequency. So thank you.
Yeah, it's true. It's so much about really taking even further a step to nurture ourselves. I mean, there are steps to it, absolutely, and we don't get there immediately. I mean, there are these different processes we are going through. But with the frequency we are holding now, it becomes even more important to pay attention. And I think that's why this new subject came through, that the Ascended Masters wanted me to bring through, about the elements, the five elements, that we really pay attention or start paying attention to the elemental forces that we are actually made of. You know, we are made of the element of earth and water and air and fire. And when it's out of balance within us, we are out of balance. So by calling in, like, you know, the divas of that elemental energy and really bringing that to us and focusing on, well, I'm very emotional right now. How can I balance? Well, you know, earth balances that. So maybe I should go outside, hug a tree, put my feet maybe into some mud. Or the other way around, you feel very, very stiff and very, like, you know, almost rigid. And you can feel that inside of you, there's an emotion that wants to break free, but it doesn't really come out. It's like stuck. Well, then go to a river. Put your feet into a water. Feel, be at a waterfall. Feel the flow. And then suddenly something can relax inside of you enough for you to maybe break down and cry. And that's exactly what you need at that moment. And so learning to work with the elements, like the wind, instead of seeing the wind as like something threatening, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, to maybe begin a new relationship with the air and the wind and let it blow and purify you and clear some of that clutter that's in your mind, or the fire element to really bring that spiritual aspect in and let it ignite your passion. So there's so much to that, to become, to pay attention to what is out of balance inside of you. So thanks, Christy. That was perfect. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
So now I'm not sure, Mike, the way you're connected, can you actually now talk, or is your phone connected to Skype and you can't really talk right now?
I'm here.
Awesome. So, Mike, you want to share anything of what you've experienced in the last few weeks that maybe everyone wants to hear too? And, you know, your observation of what's leading us up to the summer solstice?
Well, I would agree with everything that has been going on in the conversation so far, that, you know, there really is so much to say and taking better care of ourselves. And, you know, a lot of times if we don't, or if there's an issue that we need to face, we will get like a strange ache or pain or something like that. And, you know, I know the past few years I've had strange things like that happen for a couple months, and then it's all of a sudden you you get to a certain point and you just have a good day and have a big event or help somebody or something positive, and then you wake up the next day and it feels better. So I definitely agree that spirit, I think, kind of nudges us, you know, to remember to take better care of ourselves even when we're busy. And even like you said with the time factor, you know, I agree with that too, because I know at work I've been up against a lot of deadlines, and, you know, Mark, I'm sure in IT you can understand that too. And you think you only have so much time to get something done, and it's almost like some days I feel like I've stopped time because something that should have took me several hours, only a couple hours went by. So, yeah, it's a very interesting concept, you know, and when you see them as examples in your life, it doesn't seem so far-fetched anymore.
Yeah, becomes all more real, doesn't it? Everything that used to feel so imaginative, now really as we apply that, what we've learned, we can really see how we can bring about transformation and manifest a whole new life for us. It's really now we're having the opportunity to walk our talk. So true. Thank you, Mike. And Mike channels, I mean, just like I channel Sir Royce, Mike channels for his music, and I'm sure that's when you really feel the flow of spirit communicating to you also about different ways of nurturing yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, and then we're also going to have Christy and Mark doing the deep share while Mike is playing the opening piece of getting all of the energies for all of the listeners all kind of unified and ready to receive whatever the masters and the angels bring through today. So, Mark, you want to talk for a moment about the deep share, what it is that the two of you are doing?
Yes, Christy and I are going to be doing Diksha this evening. It's so many things and so many different aspects. In the simplest form, it's channeling the light, the existence, the consciousness, God, Mother, Father. How does it show up for people? It shows up as, you know, healing where there needs to be healing. It basically goes in and determines what's for your highest good. We don't do that. We don't set intention more than just sending it out to everybody. But it shows up for every individual differently. It's such a loving blessing gift that we send out, and we'll actually be doing that during the music. And sometimes Saint Germain asks us to kind of add it in a few other places. So it doesn't matter if you're listening live or if you're listening on the replay. If you're energy sensitive, you'll definitely feel it. If you're not, you'll notice your practices, your meditations, so whatever it is, deepen. As things start to unfold after today. So we're really excited to be able to offer this out to everybody as a gift.
Great. Awesome. And with that, I think the three of you are ready to do your magic. So I'm just going to be quiet now, and Mike will start playing the music, and Mark and Christy are going to offer this beautiful healing energy through the Diksha. you feel this in your heart, the vibration that comes through, regardless of what it is that you hear. Recognize that in all of this, your awareness is key. Your higher senses are picking up now frequencies in a way that you've never done so before. And that takes balancing. That takes being even more centered than before and doing the work necessary to transform and transmute any subtle discordant energies that you might be picking up. It is I, Saint Germain, who is going to support you in the process. And so even though you might not have heard the full extent of the music that Mike played, become aware that frequencies travel regardless and that you receive the unique download to support you on your path of awakening. And the Diksha infusion you received as well is going to support you truly in preparation for the next few weeks. Because understand that these next few weeks are going to be rather significant in your unfoldment. Whenever you bring more light into your system, into your body, you're also stirring up some of the old, untouched aspects of yourself that were long forgotten, even reaching far beyond this lifetime into many other lifetimes, long forgotten. But you're continuously walking a path that allows you to step further into your divine liberated self. And for that to happen, you're asked to not turn your back or turn away from the fears and the aspect of confusion and doubt that might be coming up, but ask yourself, what belief system is underneath that doubt, that fear, that anger, that frustration, or even that confusion? Often you use confusion as a way to stop you from moving into action out of fear that this action will create a terrible loss or terrible change that will be so intense and so overwhelming for you that you will not be able to sustain yourself. This is coming from the past, and this is a very common way that you will limit yourself and will stop yourself from the true unfoldment that needs to take place at this time. So when you feel within your head confusion, when you feel that you cannot focus, now that this is coming from your heart and not from your mind, there is something that wants to come through to you, something that wants you to pay attention to and wants you to slow down, wants you to stop running away from your own self. And regardless of how far you've come in your transformational process, one thing you're still very good at, and that is running, my dear friends. You have found ways, skillful ways, to run away from your own self. If it is through media, if it is through connecting with friends and keeping yourself busy, if it is running away from that, what is right in front of you by taking a ride or doing something else just so you don't have to deal with it. But now is the time to stop running. Something very profound can happen when you stop running away from your feelings and that what is stirring up now within your heart. What can happen is that a new consciousness shift is about to happen for you if you allow it to. It is not something that you have to force. It is not even something that you have to do. But it is something that you have to be willing to experience, that you have to be willing to open yourself up to your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you to bring it about. So I invite you, whenever you feel overwhelmed by that, what you look at, whether it is in your direct surrounding or the expectation of something that is about to happen or envisioning all the things that still have to get done, just stop. Just stop. Do anything at that moment. Just stand and start paying attention to your physical self. Pay attention to where there is that feeling of density and contraction within you at that moment. You might even want to put your hand there for a moment. And then open yourself up through intent, not by forcing it, but open yourself up to the possibility that that what you're expecting, that what you're afraid of, that what is looming ahead of you as a form of experience, is only an illusion. It's not real. All that is real at that moment is the divine light within you, that divine flame. So bring your focus back to that divine flame. Even if you start saying a mantra, I am the divine flame in physical form. I am the divine flame in action. I am divinity at this moment. Even if all parts of you don't believe in these words because there's so much trauma going on, the more you reinforce through your loudly spoken words who you are, the more you're going to reprogram your mind and everything that is running around up there to refocus on something else, to shift your attention, to shift your attitude. So again, stop. Do not run. Do not run to the phone. Do not turn the TV on. Do not call a friend. Do not run out the door at this moment and do an exercise, but stop at that moment. You can still later do all of that, but at that moment when you feel that wave, that emotional wave hitting you, stop. Take a deep breath. Put your hand even either on your solar plexus where you will find most of your discomfort or onto your heart or preferably in both, one hand on your solar plexus, one hand on your heart. Take some deep breaths and focus on the divine flame within you. Focus on that brilliant light within you that no matter what has happened, will always be within you. Because out of God, says Creator, all that is, you've come. And out of God, into God, says Creator, all that is, will you return. And so it is within you. It will always be within you. So shift your focus. Feel the truth of that. And know that that is all that matters at this moment. Everything else is a story. Everything else is an illusion. The only thing that matters at that moment is that light within. It is that light that is being strengthened at the summer solstice. It is that light that is being strengthened throughout these weeks and months that you've gone through the transformation you've been going through. It is all about that light. Because that light will help bring about a consciousness shift for humanity as a whole. That is what you want to nurture, what you want to ignite, what you want to strengthen, what you want to empower. How you do that is very much up to you, but it is only through the power of love that it can become stronger. And so it starts with that knowing that within you there is a light so strong that no matter what happens, it cannot vanish. It does not go away. A part of you, a human part, might convince you that that is not true, but it is true. That light will always be there. And so feel within you. Go within. You might feel all this pain and all this tension, and yet, through the power of I am statements, remind yourself over and over again that you are divine light. That's who you are. That's all you are. Everything else will fall into place. If you make that your core focus, nothing on the outside can shatter that. And you move into a state of grace. And the state of grace is nothing else than the absolute detachment, all the outer, and the connection to your divine self through an absolute place of love and knowing and faith. So at this time, I am going to hand this over to Archangel Hanya, who will come through and will take you on a little bit of an inner journey. So simply allow yourself to open up, to sit in a comfortable position, palms up, and allow yourself to receive the deep love that Archangel Hanya brings through to you, awakening within you the power of some divine forces that go beyond the physical realm, the forces that remind you that you're not just body, but you're body, soul, and spirit. You are the Holy Trinity. You are the Christ consciousness. You are power, wisdom, and love combined. And that is the power of transformation. That is what brings about change in your life as well as the life of humanity. Because when you are in this alignment of body, soul, and spirit, that's when miracles happen. That's when the light and the darkness can merge into a oneness state and then into a new form of existence. So I will now step back. And I will let Archangel Haniel come through Brigida to all of you. Again, simply allow yourself to receive. Greetings. I am Archangel Haniel. And it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great awakening. And yes, I know that you've heard that so much before, that these are auspicious times, times of awakening, times of transformation. And yet what these times are really all about are about love. These times are all about love, the love for self, the love for the little things, the love for the parts of you that you feel are limiting you or making you less, That is the truth. You are beautiful beyond your imaginings. And this is about recognizing the beauty is in you. Don't look at the parts of your body that seem so much not in the perfection of that consciousness that you're part of is in the country that you live. A value to you. There's a beauty to you that shines through in between yourselves. It comes through from a deeper level. It comes through from that divine light that is within you. And it carries forward in a way that you cannot even fathom or imagine. So take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to fall in between yourselves, in between your atoms. Let yourself fall deeper and deeper into that space that is so tiny in a way, so hidden that you would not even think of going there. It is beyond the subatomic level. It is the ethers that you're made of. Take a deep breath and simply allow yourself to forward into your own self. Forward in to move beyond limitations, to move beyond your body and feel the vastness that seems so compressed by the physical body, but in reality, because it is so small in comparison to the rest of existence, it can't be limited or constrained by anything. And so there's a part of you that cannot be restricted or constrained by anything. And that is the part that I want you to find within yourself. Simply through intent, when you feel any form of physicality in front of your consciousness, allow yourself to go deeper, to go even further into the smaller part of yourself until you find an opening, a doorway, that when you step through this doorway, you enter a world that shows you that the universe and all the universes are within you. You come to a place within your own self where you can witness the birth of the sun and the death of the sun, where you can witness the birth of galaxies and the death of galaxies, the merging of galaxies, and the creation of whole new parallel universes. It is here where you're drawn into. It is here where you can hear the voice of God that speaks to you about endless possibilities. It speaks to you of your limitlessness. That speaks to you of true freedom. And so allow yourself now to follow that voice. There is also a light that is guiding you deeper and deeper into that vastness. This light speaks of love. It speaks of oneness. It speaks to you of true home, where you can just be. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone, where there's no judgment, no criticism, where there's only the joy and bliss of the knowing that all is in perfect divine order, that everything falls behind now. It is not worth it to hang on to it. And when you fall into that center part, into the origin of that voice, you will know it because it is here that you experience the grace of God. It is nothing that can be conceptualized. It can only be felt. Feel it. In your heart, in your breath, in the way your hand touches your leg, in the way you feel the air on your skin, in the way the feet touch the ground. Feel it, the in-breath and out-breath that you take. Feel it with the hair attached to your scalp, to your head. Feel it the way your clothes touch your skin. Feel it the way your heart beats inside of you. It is everywhere and nowhere. The state of grace is who you are, core of your existence. Because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are all that is. Pay attention now. Open yourself up further. As I will now infuse you with a ray of grace so that it can anchor within you and bring about a new consciousness of self within all that is. In this place of oneness, all is possible. Let the vision of your true blueprint rise from within the vastness of all that is. Look upon your blueprint. Look upon you, your true you, and see how much you actually already have accomplished. You so often feel like you've fallen short of that, what you're supposed to do spiritually or in any other form or way. But look upon your blueprint and see how much you've actually accomplished. Often you've reached your goal without your knowing, simply by choosing love and peace over fear and anger. Simply by having done through the transformation that an illness brought to you, have survived it because of your commitment to your path of the light. Simply by your willingness to show up, to get up every day, regardless of how difficult it might seem. By showing up in the world, by taking part in the day-to-day life and sharing your beautiful self with others. Whether they're able to see you for who you are or not doesn't make a difference. The fact that you're showing up is what makes a difference. So feel that touch. The collective of all the ascended masters now touching you. And know that you're not so different. You're not apart from that. If you're an aspect of God, you're also an aspect of the collective consciousness of all the ascended masters. And you're an aspect of the Holy Spirit. Awaken to the truth of that within you as I keep filling you up with that ray of grace, allowing you to remember who you are and who you choose to be from this point forward, now that you see that blueprint, now that you see that you've never failed. Time you thought you failed, you actually succeeded. Because you came in touch with another layer of your own self that needed transformation. There is no failing. And there is no delay or detour. That is only your illusion to break. You are always where you need to be. If something doesn't get done, it doesn't get done because it's not supposed to. Because even in that, there are awakening lessons to learn to bring you even closer to the state of grace. There is no control in a state of grace, no attachment. No must or need or have to. There's only the power to be divine in everything that you choose. So now I invite you to envision within all that is a beautiful golden path. Take this golden path and let it take you deeper into a world that speaks to you in its own unique way. There's an ancient Assyric temple that is calling out to you at this time. Let yourself be guided to this Assyric temple of the heavens. Awaiting you is the high priest of the temple of the sun, because it's time for you to open up to another ray of illumination that is for you to carry forward into the world. But it will first start with you, illuminating you in a way that allows you to see those thought patterns and those behavioral choices that you've maintained that no longer serve you. So in this Assyric temple, there's a portal. This portal is in form of a triangle. It's this radiant sphere of light within it. I ask you to envision to step towards this portal. Touch that sphere of light as it will ignite within you transformational forces that will open up within your heart the mirror image of this portal of the sun. Feel that happening now. And feel how you're now being put into this radiant light that is coming through that portal. And allow yourself once again to fully dissolve into that light. So the light becomes you and you become the light. There is a lightness that is coming over you, a lightheartedness that is coming over you. This we want you to carry forward. Because the path you're on does not have to be serious. It can be lighthearted. And so it is for you to find this new rhythm in your life that is infused by this lightheartedness, by this light that is being ignited within and around you. Bring this light forward now and shine it into every aspect of your own life that you feel needs enlightenment, a lightening of its heaviness, a lighter way of connecting with you. So bring now that light forward. Even so, you are the light. You can now move it through your consciousness, through being part of the light, and let it illuminate your home, your life, your relationships, your work situation, everything. It feels that it is not of the frequency that is serving you. Use your in-breath and out-breath to support this process. Bring yourself simply through conscious intent back into your physical self, wherever you left from, back into your body. But be very much aware that within you, the power of sacred geometry, there has been a portal opened, a sun portal, in form of a triangle with a round sphere within it. And going forward, use that opening, use that portal to send light into that what feels uncomfortable in your own life. But always respect those who are not ready to accept this light for their own selves. That is okay. But that doesn't mean that you, in your own environment, can't transform and transmute those aspects of lower frequency into the frequency of lightheartedness and light-giving vibration. Feel this now within you as you settle back into your physical form fully. Feel your feet connecting to the earth. And now for a moment, even feel that light going through your feet, through your legs and through your feet into the earth, into the heart of Gaia, to also help her, to lighten the load for her, to make the transition more lighthearted consciousness level. That is how you can maintain a state of grace through a lightheartedness. Now that you are bringer, a light bearer, a beacon of love and light and hope. But most importantly, follow the guidance of Saint Germain. Don't run away from your own self, because it is by acknowledging the parts in your own self that are still feeling heavy that you can ignite that light within yourself, that divine light that you talked about, and let it grow from within, outward, until you're fully engulfed in that purity of that light. And you will experience a magical transformation. So settle now within you. I wish you farewell. I am only a call away. You can call on me anytime. I am Archangel Hania, and I very much invite you, as you live this life in human form, to be willing to look into the space and in between the spaces, to find yourself looking deeper so that you can open up further to the unseen like never before. I am Archangel Hania, and may the grace of God be with you always. And it is so. I will give the word now back to Saint Germain in case someone calls with questions. My apologies, the transition is not that easy for Ravina, so give her a moment to shift. While she's shifting to let me more fully through, are there any callers at this time, Mark? Do you want to just
I do have a question myself, and I'm going to go ahead and repeat the phone number for everybody. For anybody who wants to call in and get some guidance or a reading or some coaching from Saint Germain or one of the beings of light, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. Go right ahead for your questions.
Thank you, Saint Germain. It's always a pleasure to have you on and to hear your guidance and your messages that come through. I wanted to say thank you, and also for working with me over the last couple of years.
It is always a pleasure to work with you, Mark. And don't ever fear that you're doing any less spiritual work. As I said before, and as Archangel Hania said, sometimes it is all about showing up, and you certainly do that, and you anchor a lot of love and light into the world like that. So the honor is all mine to work with you and through you.
Thank you. The question I have is one of walking my spiritual path, and that is I would like to experience nurture within myself, return to that aspect of joy. You know, that joy that's inside of me. And for different aspects and different things that I've been experiencing, it seems like I just seem to escape. Maybe it's one of those paradoxes of what you are looking for, it outruns you. But I was wondering if you could give me some guidance on what I can do to incorporate in to allow that joy that's inside of me to be there.
First of all, for many of you, you need to understand that part of the heaviness you're feeling is because of the transformation that is happening on a collective level, too. You are becoming much more sensitive and open to the finer energy frequencies. So you're feeling the deep, deep sadness and grief that is releasing at this time for many. Don't make it your own. Recognize it as what it is and release it in the knowing that this is not yours. That is for one. The other understanding that I would like to offer to you in this is that at times you are trying too hard. You are your own greatest judge. The lightheartedness, the joy that you're looking for, comes with being willing to be in the moment and let the moment show you what needs to be done. No planning, no control, simply open yourself up to the choice that you choose to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light in whatever form is most beneficial for all those you come in contact with, and then be open to the moment. You will know, and it will take the pressure off of you that always comes with you seeking more deeply for a solution or an answer that is not readily there. So it is about letting go of that self-judgment that you sometimes feel, where you think that you should be doing more, or you can be doing more, or you should be doing things differently, and simply allow yourself to just be who you are at that moment. And with your situation, you sometimes fear that you're walking the path that society is asking you to walk, and it limits you. And it creates frustration because there's a great part in you that simply wants to commit yourself to your spiritual path. And so there are these two worlds that you're part of, that what feels very limited and not as spiritual, more of the material world, and that of the spiritual world, where you connect with us masters, where you work with us, where you channel, where you do your healing work. And that is the case for many of you light workers, that you are living in two worlds right now, and it is necessary. And yes, it does create sometimes friction within you and discomfort within you, and a little bit of sadness is in you that you cannot fully be in just that spiritual realm and spiritual world that you want to live in 24 hours, 7 days a week. But remember that you made an agreement to assist in the awakening process of humanity. This is not just about you walking the path of ascension. This is about you maintaining a connection to the collective so that you can more effectively assist in the awakening process from within. We know that this is not exactly what many of you desire or even find comfortable, but we found that this is the most effective way at this time to bring about the shifts necessary to move humanity as a whole to another consciousness level. Otherwise, you would be living in a temple on a mountain. But right now, that is simply not ideal for that, what needs to take place on Earth. So the joy that you're seeking comes from making a little bit more peace with your environment, to stop fighting it, but to be open and available in the knowing that spirit works all the time, everywhere, doesn't just seek out the healing room or the special gatherings where the frequency is high, but that it seeks out every moment in someone's life. And this message is for all of you light workers. Often you feel that sense of unfulfillment when you are what appears to be your mundane world, and feeling unheard, feeling not seen, feeling not living up to your greatest potential. And that is an illusion. Every moment you are living up to your greatest potential through the bridge that you're creating to spirit simply by your presence. Not everyone, of course, is going to be able to take that bridge. But that does not mean that you're not consistently setting seeds of illumination wherever you are. So be more at peace with who you are and where you are right now and let go of control so that the natural process can take you where you need to be. This is also further lessons in letting go of control, not only for you, Mark, but for many of you. Does that make sense? Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, yes, it does. Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we have another caller. I didn't get a chance to screen them because I've been on the air, so I'm just going to announce your last four digits of your phone number and bring you on the air. It's 0837. And
greetings.
You're on the air with St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
No, my name is Debbie. I consider myself to be, a spiritual person, but I feel like I'm taking on a lot of junk around me. And I'm wondering, specifically around my neck area, if there's anything you can help me with.
Well, Debbie, what is it that you do for yourself to rejuvenate and nurture yourself?
Nothing.
Well, isn't that a message in itself, my dear?
It was quite a message. Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm laughing because it's so simple, but it is so profound.
And so important. And don't feel bad. This is a message for a lot of light workers. You're very willing to help everyone else and to give guidance and to support and to give. This even has been a lesson for Brigida. And if it is not in balance, the giving and receiving, you very quickly will find that you're going to be overwhelmed by the incoming frequencies. And so find the time to nurture yourself, to feed your soul, and to say no. That is another important part. Your throat area is because there's a voice that wants to scream and wants to say, enough is enough. And that is when your body is telling you it's time to go into solitude, to nurture yourself, to turn everything off, and to let the whole world be whatever it needs to be, and to take care of your own self.
Wow. That's exactly the way I was feeling. Like, everybody's irritating me, and their voices are just too much. You know, it's laborious to be around people today.
And also understand that, again, this is a message for all listeners, that as you prepare yourself for a very powerful energy attunement, or shall we say light infusion, as it is going to take place at the summer solstice, there are so many inner processes taking place in preparation for this that a lot of the energy that you usually would have to deal with some of the mundane things in your life is simply not there. You will be more sensitive. It will be more uncomfortable for you to be in the public because you need this time for you in preparation for that, what is going to happen.
Wow. I know that I've abused myself by giving too much, but is there anything it is now like a little lump under my chin. Is there anything I can do to dissolve this? That I need to know?
Look into herbal treatments. There are oils you can use of purification. What it is that you need is to detoxify yourself because you've taken on a lot of toxins. So find ways to release, detoxify, and purify. There are many different ways of doing that. It can start with as simple as finding a way to get a lymph massage, for example, or to get different herbal treatments that also help you detoxify. So look into detoxification. That will be very important for you at this time to support the releasing of everything you've taken on.
Okay. The day that I got this, I have a really difficult boss, And she didn't even say anything, but my head started hurting. It was the one day I didn't protect myself. I didn't bring stones. I didn't do basically anything. And this came on, and I started crying. And I couldn't stop.
It is not about that. It's a message to you. The only reason why this happened, again, is a message to you to take care of your own self and to nurture yourself. And so sometimes these wake-up calls will come in a way that feels like you've not been prepared enough, and it has been like a lightning that hit you and that broke down the walls. But really, in the whole gist of things, you've needed this wake-up call to pay attention to your own physical self and your own body and your own needs.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. That's so true. It's so true.
Well, you're very welcome, my dear, and thank you for calling in. And now that I do work with you very closely, so I'm only a call away.
Thank you. I do call on you.
I do know that, and I do enjoy it. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, St. Germain, you're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for working together as such a strong team. It is always an honor and a blessing to be here with all of you at this time. Now that I am working with you and through you, through all of you, your beautiful, beautiful support for me to bring about transformation into the world. So please feel my deep gratitude. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
Great music, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you all. That was amazing. And it's always good to get together like this once a month. And I'm looking forward to all of you next month again.
All righty. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace
out.
Take care.
Night. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show, and the month of July will be on the first Tuesday of the month. And you can find out more about the show and the different people in the services that are on the show, such as Brigida and Mike, and different services that they have. The links for their website is up on our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. Thank you.